To get yours, make a note of this number, 0330 123 1215, or visit virginradio.co.uk. The Script.
Good afternoon, it's Neil Francis till 4 o'clock now. Another couple of songs from the iPod of the band The Zootons on the way. They've chosen George Harrison and Radiohead. This is Virgin Radio, soon to be Absolute Radio. It's 3 o'clock. Here's Tumchi Smiley.
Shock for football fans this afternoon. Kevin Keegan has reportedly been sacked as manager of Newcastle United. Our sports reporter Simon Mundy is here with the latest.
Yeah, Keegan's thought to have fallen out with the owner of Newcastle United, Mike Ashley, over the club's transfer policy over the summer months, including over whether to hold on to Joey Barton or not. Now, King Kev's only been back with the club since January, winning six of his 21 games in charge. We're waiting for official confirmation of the news, but the bookies are already taking bets on who'll take over as boss, with Dennis Wise the favourite.
Next, if you buy a property which costs less than £175,000 over the next year, then you won't have to pay any stamp duty. The government's unveiled a number of measures which will hopefully boost the housing market. They include loans for first-time buyers, but critics say the plans don't go far enough. More of the UK's top stories now. A post-mortem examination's being carried out on a third body this afternoon, removed from the burnt-out mansion belonging to millionaire Chris Foster. The body of his wife, Jill, has already been identified and a murder inquiry launched. It's suspected the other two corpses are that of the couple's 15-year-old daughter, Kirsty, and Mr. Foster himself. And residents of an almost deserted New Orleans are beginning to count the cost of Hurricane Gustav. The city, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina just 3 years ago, did escape the brunt of the storm and any major damage, though. On to the weather here. Sunny spells mixed in with heavy scattered showers this afternoon. The rains will start to clear in the southeast later, and the highs hitting 18 Celsius.
Come on, kids, into the car. It's time to go.